the rest of the story. Yesterday, we visited a diet clinic in Minneapolis. We met a man whom history had completely forgot, the inventor of one of the most popular breakfast cereals anywhere, Wheaties. Recall, it was an accident. The dietitian was a bran fanatic. Believed eating bran could help one lose weight. He called bran the ideal regulator of the digestive tract. What it did, of course, was to fill up his dieter patients with virtually calorie-less bulk and kill their appetites. Bran cereal, as this dietitian prepared it, tasted terrible. Still, he was not searching for a way to make it tastier when one day, accidentally, he did. He was stirring the bran gruel in the clinic kitchen when some of it spattered onto the hot stove. The spattering cooked immediately and dried into flakes. The dietitian sampled one, and it was delicious. Well, since then, the process for making bran flakes sturdier has been discovered, has been refined. But in those days, the best the cereal manufacturers could do was to use wheat grain instead. Anyway, it was thus that began a breakfast tradition called Wheaties. But this is the rest of the story. Wheaties became the breakfast of champions in 1933. The introduction of that historic slogan coincided with the company's first sponsorship of sports broadcasts. Throughout the 30s, Wheaties baseball games on radio were tremendously popular. A key to the cereal's promotion was celebrity endorsement. Famous major leaguers, including Babe Ruth himself, offered inspiring testimonials for Wheaties. In 1937, another promotional gimmick, a contest to discover the most popular Wheaties sportscaster in the nation. And after the votes were cast and counted, the winner was a play-by-play announcer for the Chicago Cubs. His home station was WHO in Des Moines, Iowa, where he received continuous telegraph communication from Chicago. And he took that telegraphic communication and dramatized it, interpreted it for listeners, made it into a play-by-play recreation of each game. And his recreations were so lively and colorful that one imagined that he was really seeing the games which he broadcast. But he broadcast many games which he never saw. When that announcer was notified that he'd won the contest, he smiled and he thought a moment, and then he made a suggestion to General Mills executives. Why not send him to the Cubs training camp that spring to cover the action for Wheaties? And General Mills said, fine. The Cubs trained in California back then. The trip was a pleasant one. When the announcer was not reporting for the Cubs camp, he took in the sights, including the movie studios in Hollywood. He even managed to land a screen test at Warner Brothers. And yes, a star was born. For half a century, Wheaties has been known worldwide as the breakfast of champions. And yet Wheaties' most successful hero has gone unrecognized as such until right now. For the radio announcer turned movie star turned to politics. That's right. The one face you will never see on a Wheaties box is the one you really should see there. It belongs to Ronald Reagan. And now you know the rest of the story.